Well, he's probably not happy, but he's alive, which is more than the bear can say. Here's Bruce Boudreau, the head coach of the Anaheim Ducks. We just had this bear incident here. Can you believe that, Boudreau?
Big bear? Or like?
Well, no, it was a big black bear, but he got into, he was up in Newmarket, and he got into somebody's back. Didn't you used to play in Newmarket?
Yes.
So he got in somebody's backyard, and the cops cornered him. And at 6:20 this morning, they called the ministry of something or other and said, bring a tranquilizer. So they woke this guy out of his bed at 6:20 in the morning. The guy took 2 hours. It's Bradford to Newmarket. How long do you think it takes to drive from Bradford to Newmarket, Boudreau? 15 minutes?
Yeah, not long.
Tops!
Unless the 400 is really crazy.
No, forget it. Not up that high. So, excuse me. So, 2 hours and 25 minutes it takes this dope to get there. The bear's up in a tree. They're banging on the fence to try and keep the bear up there. The bear finally gets pissed, starts climbing out of the tree, and the cops shoot it and kill it. 3 minutes later, the guy arrives. Here's your tranquilizer. Well, they had to tranquilize the cop who shot him. Fire that thing in his ass. See what happens to him.
Bruce, of all the questions and topics that have come up.
Let's talk hockey, Bob. Don't get me in trouble here talking about other stuff.
Well, Bruce, that was my question. The 30 or so hours since being eliminated from Game 7, how many bear questions came up before this one?
None.
No, I talked to the manager of the Hershey Bears. So
there you go.
I don't know if
there
that's...
Oh, that's good. You know, good segue there.
Yeah. But that's the only bear question that's come up.
So look, there's all kinds of ways we can go with this thing, but you know, was there ever a point prior to Game 7 where you were seriously worried, where you thought your team might not be able to get it done?
No, I was, there was other years where I was a little worried about a Game 7, but I thought, the team was loose, They had a really good practice the day before. I thought the 2 days off before the game was going to be really good for us, and I thought everything was good. I thought we were going to win for sure.
Even getting down 2-0 quickly, which you did in this game, had to be concerning, but not the way your team has played and come back in third periods. Not necessarily the end of it. But at the end of the second period, it was 4-1, I think, at the end of the second.
Yeah.
What do you say to the guys in the room? I mean, do you still feel like you might be able to come back?
Well, if you don't let them know that you think you can come back, then, I mean, you've lost the game already.
Well, I guess you're right.
I mean, we talked about the belief in this team, how many times we've done it, and we get a goal and the crowd gets behind us, and we end up scoring another goal and, something crazy can happen. I thought the third goal was the deflator because I thought they were really fired up coming into the second period. And then when they scored that one at the 2-minute mark of the second period, I thought that was pretty deflating.
Yeah.
And they did a great job of just hanging on until they recomposed themselves, I thought.
Bruce, at the end of every season, at the end of every playoff series loss, excuse me, there's always the evaluation. There's always the self-reflection. There's always what went right, what went wrong. When you kind of begin to start to dissect this entire thing, where do you start in your evaluations?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one when you're one game away from playing from the Stanley Cup.
Right.
But, and people tend to forget, we went 11, really 0-3, if this was regular season numbers, before those last two losses.
That's right.
We hadn't lost a game in regulation in the playoff.
Yeah.
And you lose one, and all of a sudden, probably a little bit of doubt goes into the player's head. But I thought we were still a pretty confident group. So the evaluations... do we evaluate it on one game or the last two games, or do we evaluate it on the whole season or the playoffs? It's a question, I'll ask my assistants and GM again later on tonight when I meet them.
With Bruce Boudreau, the head coach of the Anaheim Ducks, who lose in 7 games to the Chicago Blackhawks. You are now 1-6 and seven in game sevens. There are people out there that are equating that somehow to you. I find that absurd, but tell me what you think of that stat. It's not enviable, but is it reflective of anything in your mind?
Well, you know what? I got to believe that it isn't. I mean, I don't know how people love to relay bad stats to people and say things, but I mean, that's seven games I've gone to in the playoffs to a game seven. So, yeah. And you know what? I don't win them, and I don't think I'm losing them. But at the same time, people are going to say what they want to say. You know,
there are teams that will have lost in this playoff and will look to make significant change because they feel they've found something that is not right. Something is incompetent. They are missing a piece. I am hard pressed to figure out what you would change with the Anaheim Ducks reasonably to get a different result if the same thing happened again next year. Do you think you have the nucleus of a team that can bounce back next year and be one game better at least?
I think we have, you know, the nucleus to be just as good or better. I mean, I think the previous year, we had a lot of rookies, and Hampus Lindholm played better, Vatanen played better, Cam Fowler started to come into his own, all of these guys came in, and now all of a sudden you add another year of experience to that, and you know, another year of experience for Freddie Anderson. That was his first Game 7, most playoff games he'd ever played, or right. John Gibson at the same time. I think that's going to make the team better. I mean, we're not too old. I mean, our oldest player, I think, after Boschman, who's 34, was Kessler or Stoner at 31 years old.
Well, no, and your young team. Oh, and your blue line is very young. A whole bunch of 23 and 24 year olds who should be just in their prime. I mean, Boschman's the only guy you might lose through free agency, right?
Yeah, I mean,
off that
and
group.
Lindholm is 20 years old.
Yeah,
Batman's 23. You could, you know, Stoner's 30, but at the same time, Dupre is 23, Fowler's 24. That's a pretty young defense that you can build your hat on.
Yeah.
Bruce, a lot of your detractors will look at that Game 7 record and use that when they begin to criticize you. I thought Elliot Friedman made a very interesting point about a perception that may be out there going back to HBO 24/7 a few years ago when your Capitals were featured on there. Do you find that at all is a factor in just how the perception is based on what that kind of inside look of the theater that was 24/7 provided publicly?
I don't quite understand, quite frankly, but people are going to, you know, again, I've won in Mississippi. We won the championship in game seven in double overtime. In the American League, we won the championship in game seven overtime. So it's not a question of me, I think. I'd like to, Joel Quenneville had lost two out of the previous three game sevens he played. So, right. I mean, things happen.
Yeah. Not that John Cooper needs any advice from you, but any blueprint on how to try and slow down this juggernaut
you
over
know,
there?
I think Tampa's a really good team and is going to give them everything they can handle. But the one thing about Chicago is they're so resilient. And for the first time that I've been at this league, there's something to be said for to have been there before. Because if you look, I think Kane got 6 points in the last two games. Dave's got 4 goals in the last three games. I mean, these guys really knew how to turn it up a notch. And, you know, they played with four defensemen. That's almost unheard. But Duncan Keith playing 30 minutes a game, getting hit every shift, doesn't seem to bother him. I mean, my respect for those guys has gone way up before I knew them. Yeah.
Did you line match against the Taves line, and if you had to do it over again, might you have done it differently?
Well, you know what? We did line match, and they didn't change their line matches the first five games. In game six, the big difference, and game seven, was they won all the faceoffs. When you win faceoffs, you get possession and you can do what you want. We tried the line match. We wanted to get Getzlaff away from Taze and get Kessler back on him. But I think they were 70% on the faceoff in game six and 60-some percent in the first period and a half in game seven.
With the last...
So they were part of that. Yeah, but had the last change.
Yeah.
Put a guy on. But then they'd win the faceoff and change right away.
Oh, I see, right. So they were essentially negating any move that you were able to make, and principally by winning faceoffs.
Job at it.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, because faceoff winning is possession. So as soon as they got it, and there was the other thing too is there was so many faceoffs in the neutral zone, and when you're faceoffs in the neutral zone, win or lose, you can change in a heartbeat. I mean, your right wing and your center are right there, and it's win or lose, you can just boom, get off. And so it was tough, and they were very disciplined in what they were doing, and they did it well.
It's middle of the afternoon there, but what'd you do this morning?
Went to the office and watched the game again.
Wow.
I just want to stab myself in the back.
That's
more.
It. I mean, Bruce,
did you still lose? Did you lose again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Bruce, every play.
Before you go, I looked at the first period, and they had three chances to score, and they scored on two of them. And we had opportunities to score, and I thought we played pretty good in the first period. We just didn't get it done.
Bruce, every playoff loss, especially a game seven, it's just, you know, it's just like running full speed into a wall. What was the message to the guys in the immediate aftermath, and as you know, with the exit physicals and locker cleanout, what's going to be the message to your core group, especially some of those guys like Getzlaff and Perry and Kessler?
Well, it's going to, you know, it's not going to help whatever you say at this point, but it's still too early. But I mean, our exit meetings are tomorrow, and hold your head up high. I mean, there's 30 teams in the league, and we were the third last team to lose.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, one of the coaches that are going to play, they're going to start questioning how did they not win. But I mean, it's a tough thing. I mean, probably the toughest loss that I've ever gone through, because you keep dreaming for so long about how close you're going to be to the cup. So I mean, it's going to take me a little longer than normal to get over this one too.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Well, the good news. Well, I don't know if it's good news, but you get an extra week and a half of golf. You know.
You know what? I knew you were going
to
say that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to. I don't know what else to say. You know, you're my pal, and I feel disappointed for you. But what the hell am I going to say? You know, have a nice summer.
You can't say anything.
Nothing. You know, you can't do anything.
It's what happens. I mean, this when you start on this journey for 9 months, you work your butt off to get to try to maybe win the Stanley Cup, and when it doesn't happen, and it is deflating, and I don't care if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Buffalo Sabres, or Anaheim Ducks. I mean, it hurts not to be there. And there's an awful lot of great players in this world and coaches that never won the cup and that have played in this game a long time, but you've got to pursue it every year and try hard to get it every year.
Well, I suspect that the core, the nucleus, the vast majority of your players will be back. As we mentioned, it's a young team. It's a very, very good team and a very exciting team. Congratulations on a season that ended disappointingly, but was pretty good from start to almost finish. And we'll see you soon.
Yes, we will, Bob. And you take care, and you better get in all the practice you can.
Yes, sir. I promise I will, sir. The head coach of the Anaheim Ducks, Gabby Boudreaux.